Good morning, everyone. It looks like recruitment in the military is actually an option in this time of economic crisis. So recruitment is up. People are considering it because there are few jobs in the private sector. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But first, 25 random things about me. I can't think of 25 random things about me, but apparently 5 million people on Facebook can and have been posting long lists of details about their lives that you may or may not care about. But it's a big deal online. Whether you use Facebook or shun it, we want to hear from you. What has someone told you about a friend, about themselves, about a political leader that you wish they hadn't? Too much information. That's kind of the focus. At 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTake at thetakeaway.org. Tell us something about you or something you wish you could forget. So as I mentioned a moment ago, times may be better for U.S. military recruiters with the unemployment way up. Recruiters are potentially, at least, looking at a much bigger pool of potential applicants. And they're trying out a new pilot program to begin recruiting skilled immigrants with the offer of citizenship in exchange for 3 or 4 years of service. And according to this pilot program, they're being picky about who they pick, especially focusing on people with multiple language facility. Julia Preston joins us now. She's a national immigration correspondent for The New York Times. This is a pretty interesting program that appears to redress some traditional deficits, at least as far as language, particularly Arabic language. Languages are concerned in the U.S. military, and it applies just to the Army, right?
No, this is going to be for all of the services. The Army is leading the pilot program.
I see.
They're looking for people that have skills in Arabic, Chinese, Korean, a series of 35 languages that have proven to be hard to find in military recruits.
And do they think they're going to be able to get this expertise by offering citizenship? They're competing with people who may be of interest in the job market.
Well, they're reaching out to a particular group of immigrants, which are immigrants who are here on temporary visas. This is a new thing for the military in this period of war. These are people who are here not as legal permanent residents, people with green cards, but a different kind of visa. And those people often, when they come, have to declare that they're not interested in staying in the United States permanently. And the path to citizenship for those people can be very long, 15 years, 10 years. So the idea that they could become citizens in 6 months is very appealing to some of these people.
Now, is the offer also with the understanding that perhaps these people would be more likely to be in intelligence jobs rather than direct combat situations?
There's no understanding like that. This is a standard recruitment, a standard enlistment. But they are looking for a particular kind of skill that does not necessarily involve combat. But there is no understanding at all that they would not be going into a war situation.
Now, on the one hand, you could look at this program as being a sign of some real strategic thoughtfulness on the part of the Pentagon to look ahead for conflicts in the future and to try to identify a pool of people who could satisfy the requirements. Or it could just be another sign of desperation on the part of the military, which has seen recruitment decline. Which do you think it is here?
Well, I don't think it's desperation, but it is a recognition that there are real difficulties for a volunteer army to continue to recruit people who have a high level of skills. Very often, people who, Americans who attempt to enlist, don't meet the standards. You have to have a high school diploma or a GED. And the Army, for example, is continuing to provide waivers for criminal records, that kind of thing, to about 18% of the people who enlist currently. And so this is a recognition that it's a reaching out to create a much broader pool of skilled people for enlistment.
And the Army describes this pool as how large? Do you know?
Well, the goal is possibly to reach as many as 14,000 recruits for the Army annually. Currently, the Army's recruiting about 80,000 recruits annually. So that would be about 1 in 6. It would be a very large group of soldiers that the Army's looking at for this.
And they need to be able to speak English, right?
Yes.
It's not as though they're going to be Chinese-only or Arabic-only
boot camps. No, that's right. But they need to demonstrate proficiency in both languages and pass the regular tests. But this is on average, a highly educated group of people. Many of them are some of the visas that they have require advanced degrees or advanced education. And so this is going to be a much more skilled group of people than the average Americans that apply.
Now, you know, finally, this hasn't really been done for temporary immigrants since the Vietnam era. What has been the success of these kinds of programs in the past, or are they not really comparable?
Well, it's not really comparable to Vietnam, for example, because, among other things, obviously we had a draft at that time.
Sure.
Although an interesting detail is that all immigrants in the United States are required to sign up for the Selective Service.
Is that right?
Yes.
You have
even
to have
if you're an
card?
Illegal immigrant.
Even if you're an illegal immigrant,
yes,
you have to have a draft
you
card?
You must sign up for the Selective Service. The difference in what's happening now is, of course, we're on a wartime status, and the wartime authority gives the Pentagon the possibility of recruiting all kinds of immigrants.
Sure.
They could, in fact, recruit illegal immigrants now, but they don't, as a matter of policy.
Last question. Is this a big story in immigrant communities around the United States?
Yes.
Or here in the New York area? Really?
Yes.
I mean, it's being covered, and what's the sense? This is a great idea? This is a wonderful thing?
It's a possibility for citizenship for people that might have had to wait a decade or more, or might never get to be citizens.
And an exciting, potentially interesting path to citizenship for thousands of immigrants, and an interesting new reveal of policy in the new Obama Pentagon. Julia Preston, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Julia Preston here in the studio, national immigration correspondent for our partners, the New York Times.